Let us sing this morning in Psalm number 65, Psalm 65, and we're going to sing the opening verses, 1 to 4. Psalm 65, 1 to 4. Praise waits for thee in Zion, Lord. To thee vows paid shall be. O thou that hearer art of prayer, all flesh shall come to thee. Psalm 65, 1 to 4. Let us join together in prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are reminded in that great psalm that we have sung that God is the one to whom all nations shall come. To thee all vows shall be paid. And that God is the hearer and the answer of prayer. We confess with the psalmist that iniquities prevail against us. We confess also with the psalmist that God shall purge away all our transgressions, and this is our hope, and this is the gospel message. As we gather here again around the word this morning, O God, help us to remember that we are dealing with a gospel that is a finished achievement, that the gospel of Christ is not the invention of men, speculations and mythologies, but that it is rooted in history, that it is a record of a real man coming into the world in a most unique way to do a unique task. Nothing like it has ever been done before. Nothing like it will ever be needed to be done again. It is finished, he cried on the cross, knowing full well that the work that the Father had given to him to do was a work that was well done, pleasing to the Father, and saving to everybody who will trust in him. And so as we gather here again to hear more of this message of grace and of God. We pray that we would wait upon the word as those who are hungry and thirsty for the water of life and the bread of life, that we would feed and drink upon Jesus Christ. He is our life. He is our only hope. He is our Lord and our Saviour. We pray that we would love him, and that in loving him we would listen to him, that we would follow after him, not simply embracing a kind of religion, a doctrinaire teaching, which has to do with religious structures and ideas, ideals, philosophies, ritualistic attainments, but rather a personal relationship with the living Christ, having experienced him, as it were, in the gospel, having met him, the living Christ, having, as it were, heard his voice, as the good shepherd calls his sheep by name, that like the apostle Paul, we would press on to know him. As he, our Lord Jesus Christ, himself prayed, this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only living and true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. This is eternal life, to know God, to know Jesus Christ, not simply to read books about him or to hear sermons or to make professions, but to walk in a relationship that is intimate and real, where he is our friend and we are his friends, where he is the Lord who leads the way and we follow in his footsteps, where we imitate him, where we are initiated into him, into a mysterious union of one life, and that the life that we now live, we live by faith in the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us. We live, yet it is not we who live, but Christ who lives in us. And this is the great mystery, O God, the mystery of the gospel among the nations, Christ in you, the hope of glory. O God, we pray, deliver us from a religion that has to do with a distant Christ, a merely historical Christ. Give to us, we pray, that true faith of the gospel, which is in an intimate connection with the Christ who is yesterday and today and forever the same, the living Christ who speaks to us, that we would be taught by him, not just taught about him. And so we give thanks, O God, for another opportunity, another Lord's Day, another open scripture, another opportunity to preach the scripture and to hear the preaching. We know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. And the word of God comes to our hearts and to our ears through the preaching of that word. And so we give thanks, O God, for this further opportunity to hear what God the Lord would speak to us. We confess, O God, that we are sometimes perplexed, perhaps too much perplexed, perhaps too easily confused, too easily disheartened, discouraged, and cast down. Too easy we listen to the news, and it seems to be overwhelmingly bad news surrounding us. And we hear very little good news. We hear very little good news, even concerning the gospel. Very often, O Lord, the majority of what we hear is of difficulties, oppositions, doubts and trials, pains, and difficulties in understanding, mutual contradictions in preaching, and different levels of understanding and proper appropriation of the gospel. And, O Lord, we confess that we are so, so wayward by nature, hard of heart, critical of mine, critical even of Christ, and a willingness always on our part to listen to other gospels which are no gospels, like the Galatians, like others in the New Testament, the Corinthians. We are far too easily led astray by pet theories and pet preachers. Oh God, we pray that we would listen to the expositions and the applications of the Scripture as we try to understand it almost as it were, word by word, verse by verse, clause by clause, that we would know the Scripture. It is not difficult to know. It is not difficult to read. There are passages which are hard to understand, harder than other passages. But we understand, O Lord, that those difficult portions of the Scripture are explained to us in portions which are less difficult. And so we pray that when we cannot understand, we would continue to read and know that there are those places where we will understand. And so we give thanks, O God, for the Lord's day, for the Lord's people, for the Lord's church, for the Lord's word. We give thanks, O God, that throughout the world, as we gather here now to worship, there are others who gather with us, millions indeed, millions of Christians alive today, millions of Christians with the same experiences of grace, the same temptations to overcome, the same hopes to entertain, the same faith, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one church, one God, one unified gospel people. May we belong to them, O God Most High. We confess our sins, which are so many, so easy, so delightful to us. So habituated are we that we find that we are almost addicted to certain misbehaviors of the way that we think, the way we speak, the way we act. We become, as it were, predictable, characteristic of our long habit of doing things in our own way. And we pray that we would be delivered from all such bondages and be led into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Heavenly Father, we pray for our families. We pray for our enemies. We pray for our rulers. We commend them to God. We pray for the nations of the world. We pray for the warmongers. We pray for the arms manufacturers who make billions and millions producing weapons of destruction. We pray for the scientists who, with their genius, invent new and more deadly means of killing our fellow men. All in the name of peace, all in the name of national security, all in the name of pride, and all in the name of that nationalism which is so, so inimical to the gospel. Heavenly Father, help us to remember that God is in control, that God rules among the nations. He casts some up and he casts others down. And for his people, all things ultimately work together for good. To those who love him, to those who are the called according to his purpose, and only for those, do all things, even the seemingly bad things, work together for good. Heavenly Father, help us now to bow down low and worship and pray and praise and hear and obey the word of the Lord. This is our prayer now in Jesus' name, and for his dear sake we pray. Amen. We're going to read the first chapter in 2 Peter, chapter 1. 2 Peter, chapter 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like gracious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Saviour Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, proper, as long as I am in this tabernacle of the body, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, I will endeavour that you may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honour and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mountain. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And so on. Now, again, we remind you of the forthcoming services, recorded messages we expect, and we invite you to listen in on the afternoon at 4:30 p.m., and then, of course, again on Wednesday at 7 p.m., and next Lord's Day the same, always the same, 10:30 a.m., 4:30 p.m., and in these days of closure, we continue to record these messages, and we invite you and welcome you to listen and join with us as these messages go to air. And we remind you also of the offerings for the Lord's work. Well, we're going to continue then to sing in Psalm 65, and we're singing verses 5 to 8 of Psalm 65. Psalm 65, verses 5 to 8.